So, let me paint you a picture. You're looking at a PET scan of an Alzheimer's patient, trying to spot disease pathology. But here's the thing. What you're seeing isn't just Alzheimer's. It's a mix of disease-specific damage, plus all the normal background activity in the brain. It's like trying to find a specific signal in the middle of noise, right? Well, a new study in radiology just tackled exactly that problem, and the results are pretty compelling. Okay, so the paper's called Decoupling Alzheimer's Disease Pathologic Abnormalities at PET with Improved Clinical Relevance by Interpretable Adversarial Decomposition Learning. I know, the title's a mouthful, but stick with me because the work is really elegant. The core challenge is this. Traditional PET biomarkers, like Centiloid and Centaurs, give you a single number. They measure amyloid and tau load, sure, but they don't really separate the disease-specific pathology from normal physiologic uptake. So you get this blended signal that doesn't always correlate perfectly with how patients actually perform cognitively. The researchers wanted something better. Something that actually isolates the pathology and connects it more directly to clinical outcomes. Enter adversarial decomposition learning, or ADL. Without getting too technical, think of it like this. The framework uses machine learning to actively separate disease-related abnormalities from normal brain activity. But here's the key differentiator. It does this in an interpretable way. You're not getting a black box. You're getting visual maps that show exactly where the pathology is, and these maps align really well with expert radiologist assessments. So what did they find? The diagnostic performance was excellent. We're talking AUC of 0, 94 for amyloid beta and 0, 98 for tau at distinguishing Alzheimer's patients from cognitively normal folks. Those are genuinely strong numbers. But more importantly, the interpretable pathologic maps they generated correlated strongly with expert ratings. Spearman-Rowe of 0, 79 for amyloid and 0, 63 for tau. Basically, when you show these maps to experienced radiologists, they say, yeah, that's exactly what I see. Quote, now the team also created something they call the ADAD score. An AI biomarker derived from this decomposition. And here's where clinical relevance really comes into play. In longitudinal analyses, this ADAD score showed larger effect sizes and stronger associations with cognitive decline and hippocampal atrophy compared to standard metrics. It's predicting functional and structural decline better than the traditional approaches. Here's what I find really interesting about this study. Yes, when they compared directly to postmortem neuropathology, which is the gold standard, Centiloid and Centaur actually showed numerically higher correlations. So you could say the traditional metrics are more accurate at detecting pure pathologic burden, but the ADAD score did something different. It aligned more closely with actual clinical outcomes. It better predicted how cognitively and structurally the patient would change over time. That distinction matters more than you might think, because at the end of the day, what we really care about in clinical practice isn't just whether we can detect pathology. We care about how it affects the patient. We care about prediction and prognosis. We want to know if this person is going to decline cognitively, and how fast. We want to track disease progression in a way that's relevant to the person sitting in front of us, not just in a way that's technically accurate. And there's another layer here, the interpretability piece. These visual maps could actually change how clinicians think about individual patients. Instead of getting a single number, you get a detailed picture of where the disease is concentrated, how it's distributed. For clinical trials, for monitoring therapy response, that added information could be genuinely useful. You can see, over time, whether a treatment is actually clearing pathology from the regions that matter most clinically. So what's the takeaway? This paper demonstrates that adversarial decomposition learning offers a genuinely different approach to Alzheimer's imaging. It's not just incrementally better. It decouples the signal in a way that the field hasn't really done before, with interpretability built in from the ground up. The ADAD score they developed seems better at capturing the relationship between imaging findings and clinical reality. For diagnosis, sure, the diagnostic accuracy is excellent. But where this really gets interesting is in the longitudinal setting, in monitoring disease progression and treatment response. This could change how we think about biomarker-driven trials and personalized assessment. It's a solid example of how interpretable machine learning, when done well, can move beyond just being more accurate and actually be more clinically relevant. That's the kind of progress that tends to stick around.